You're joined right now, as promised, by a safety for the Buffalo Bills. Three tackles and a pass defensed, an interception and a fumble recovery in Sunday's win over Pittsburgh. For the season, 83 tackles, one sack, three passes defensed, two INTs, two forced fumbles, and three fumble recoveries this season. In other words, he's having an enormous year. An All-American at Oregon State, the 218th pick in 2013. The Bills are 10-4. They're in the postseason already, and they've got a big one Saturday against New England. Jordan Poyer is my guest. Jordan, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jim. How are you?
Good, good. Great to talk to you. Listen, I know you're thinking about the Patriots already for Saturday, but Jordan, can you go back for a moment to Sunday? You're on the road. You're in Pittsburgh. The team was playing on Sunday night for the first time in 12 years. What was the vibe like, the mood, the mindset of you and your teammates going into that game?
Yeah, it was a great vibe all week. We were excited about the opportunity to be able to play nationally and be able to show what we can do. There's not a lot of people around the nation that have seen us play, so it was fun to be able to go out there and, like I said, one, get a victory, and two, kind of just, get some respect around the league for our team.
I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Now, you yourself, you had a huge game. You had an interception. You had a fumble recovery. Starting with that fumble recovery, it came late in the second quarter. The Steelers were in the red zone. It seemed like a crazy play. How did you, or what did you see on that play, and then how good did it feel to come up with the ball?
Yeah, they came out of Wildcat, it was a low snap, so I think it kind of got them off guard a little bit initially, and, they just had trouble with the mesh point, and, ball popped up in the air. I think Taron Johnson had a chance to actually probably catch it in the air, but, just run to the football, and, good things usually happen when you run to the ball, and I was just able to fall on it, and it was a huge play for our team.
It was. Jordan Poyer joining us. Then on 4th and 7, with 2 minutes left in a 17-10 game, you pick off Duck Hodges in the end zone. Can you take me through that? What were you seeing and reading as that play unfolded?
Yeah, Sean did, and the staff did a great job. Kodak, and we call it Kodak, where, they came out in a formation, and he called timeout, and, throughout that whole, even before he called timeout, I kind of had a sense of what they were trying to do just based off of film study. And, they called timeout and we were bringing a pressure out of the timeout. And then, they came out in the same formation. And so, I was able to read Duck's eyes and, he kind of stared a little bit long at it. And, I just had a great jump on the football and made a play on it.
We're talking to Jordan Poyer. Not only did you come up with that pick, but the penalty kick celebration was outstanding. We just played it back on CBS Sports Network. Where did that idea come from? And then what kind of a grade would you give it?
I think it's still got some work to do. I think my soccer skills aren't as good as what I would hope they'd be. But all year we kind of just been talking about something new that we could come up with, something new and exciting, and it kind of happened that way. I caught the pick, and Michael was like, "Hey, let's do our celebration." So, I think it was probably an illegal PK kick because our teammates were in front of the line, but, it may have happened.
I love it. Jordan Poyer is my guest. Now, you joined the Bills back in 2017. The team went to the playoffs, snapping that long streak. Now you're going back once again. How does this trip feel compared to the first one?
Yeah, it all started, back when Sean first got here, just building the culture. And so, now it's different. That year, it almost was, we weren't really expecting to win. It just kind of happened. And this year, we go in every game expecting to win, no matter who we're playing, no matter where we're playing. And so I think just the mindset of our team, the guys in the locker room, the type of guys that we have in our locker room, and, just the culture out here, we just expect to win, and we work extremely hard. That's just our mindset.
You mentioned Sean a couple of times, Sean McDermott. He said that part of the staff's approach is, quote, "We may not be fancy, but we believe in what we do. The guys, when we do that, we give them great clarity. There's a lot of power in that," end quote. So what's it like to play for McDermott, and how powerful is that clarity?
No, it's powerful, man. He lets us go out there, and, he likes to say, play unconscious. Go out there, don't play fearless, don't be afraid to make a mistake. And that's when we play at our best, is when we're playing fearless, playing fast. And so Sean, Sean was a DB safety actually back in college. So, to kind of get some, he had a long history of coaching DBs throughout the league. And so, to be able to have his input, on the defensive side of the ball, he's a very defensive minded coach. So, he sits in our meetings and be able to have his input and tell us how he sees things to be played. And, we can go out there and execute it. So it's been fun playing for Coach McDermott. And so we want to continue to keep rolling.
Bill safety, Jordan Poyer joining me for a few more moments. Now, Jordan, I never have a Bills player on without asking about the Bills Mafia and what it's like to live and work in that town where they live and breathe football. That video of the team landing back in Buffalo at 2 o'clock in the morning in sub-freezing temps, and you've got this huge crowd waiting to meet you. What was that moment like, and then how special does it feel to have that kind of support from the community?
Yeah, man. I mean, like you said, it was 2 o'clock in the morning, probably, you know, negative 10 degrees outside of these fans. You know, as soon as we landed, I mean, it took us probably 30 minutes just to get out of the parking lot because, you know, everybody was lined up, you know, cars going through, everybody kind of pounding the car, like, you know, saying congratulations. So, you know, it's real cool, and it gives us a good vibe. So, you know, we want to win for the city. We want to win for, you know, this organization wants to, you know, put the city on its back, and we want to win for the city, and we see the outcome, what will happen.
We were talking to Jordan Poyer for a few more moments. You know, I mentioned you joined the team in 2017. Micah Hyde joined the team that year. Tre'Davious White also was drafted that year. So how much pride do you take in the fact that the secondary has played such a huge role, not only in changing the results on the field, but in changing the culture and the expectations?
Yeah, I mean, the three of us, yeah, we did come in together at the same time. You know, other guys like Matt Milano, you know, Jerry Hughes, you know, those guys a bit were on that team as well. And then the guys they brought in, you know, after that with Tremaine Edmonds, you know, Lorenzo was on that team too back, and then, you know, with Ed Oliver and Starr. And so, you know, it's such a unique group of guys on the defense. I mean, our whole team, but on the defensive side of football specifically, you know, we all hang out off the field. You know, we're all real close with each other. Our families are all real close with each other. So, you know, I truly believe that it translates over to the field, you know, on Sundays. And, you know, we work extremely hard. Like I said, we work extremely hard off season, throughout practice, you know, throughout the week, preparing. And so when you got a group of guys like this, it makes the game a whole lot more fun to be able to, you know, you're not just playing with your teammates, you're playing with your brothers, and you want to go to war every week with your brothers.
All right, so when you have a group of guys like that, I know you're not satisfied with just clinching a playoff spot. There are more opportunities in front of you, including that game with the Patriots in Foxborough on Saturday. How do you go about preparing for them?
Yeah, man. You know, obviously, one of the better teams in the NFL right now, and so in my mind, one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game, and so. Yeah, a team like that, it really comes down to, you know, just understanding. You know, Coach always talks about understanding your 1-11th and being able to do, you know, your job within everybody else, within each play. And, you know, not try to do, you know, somebody else's job. You know, just focus in on doing your job this play, and then, you know, and then just play football. You know, it's just another football game to us. You know, we're excited for the opportunity to go to New England and put on a show. I think it's a 4 o'clock game, so. You know, everybody's going to be watching. So, like I said, we're excited for the opportunity. You know, just got to keep preparing, understanding, you know, how they're attacking defenses and, you know, go out there and just play ball.
Huge opportunity. That's coming up on Saturday. Jordan, one last thought. I know you're not looking for a lot of attention for something like this, but you and your wife, Rachel, recently hosted a bowling event to support Andre Sanders, a.k.a. Andre the Warrior. For those who do not know, Andre is 4 years old. He was diagnosed with a rare kidney cancer. How did you first hear about him, and what's it mean to be able to support him and his family?
Yeah, my wife got word of it via Instagram. And so, you know, once she got word of it, it really touched her heart, and she opened up to me about it and really wanted to try to help the kid out, you know, any way possible that we can. And so, really, it was, you know, all her idea. I just kind of tagged along and was like, yeah, I'm more than happy to help, you know, whatever you need to do, whatever we need to do. So, you know, just being able to go and see the kid and see his smile, man, it just really lifted us up, really lifted a lot of people up. And it was a really cool event. Probably had, you know, maybe 200, 300 people at the event. And like I said, it was for, you know, great cause. And so, you know, I'd do it all over again in a heartbeat. And so, you know, we love Andre and we hope the best for him.
Good for you guys. That's great. Buffalo's 10-4. They've got a big one coming up Saturday at New England. Safety, Jordan Poyer, my guest. Jordan, great to have you on. Thanks so much. Good luck this weekend.
Yeah, thank you, Jim.
You got it. Thank you. Bills Mafia, trying to get you. I'm trying to respect that defense as much as I possibly can by putting as many of those guys on as I can. Love the way they go about it. And he had a huge, huge game against Pittsburgh. 82 tackles on the year and a sack and 3 passes defensed. 2 INTs, 2 forced fumbles, and 3 fumble recoveries all this year.